The windstorms in September and the ice storm in January knocked down more than 20,000 power lines in the Louisville area. 1 week after the ice storm, Louisville Gas and Electric Company spokesperson Brian Phillips watched a utility crew pull one of those lines out of a frozen pine tree near Bowman Field.
We're working on jobs now that are a little bit more tedious and time-consuming and bring up fewer pockets of customers.
That tedium during longer outages has many residents wondering why the power company doesn't replace overhead lines with underground cables that would be less susceptible to falling limbs. Utility officials have long said the cost would be astronomical, but Phillips adds that there's also a practical downside to that idea, as underground lines can still malfunction and repair work can be much more labor-intensive.
With underground, you have to dig to isolate the problems, and that can take longer, and it can also result in lengthier restoration times.
Norman Morton lives in Windy Hills, where the lines are buried, connected by subterranean transformers.
About one every four square blocks.
And you had, your power went out recently.
Went out at the beginning and did not come back on until 9 days later.
Morton says no one at LG&E could tell him why his two-year-old underground lines went out during the ice storm.
I guess we had reports of half a dozen two-man crews and cars coming by and looking, not even getting out of the cars, just driving around looking. I don't know what they thought they were going to see, because there's nothing to look at.
It is not a silver bullet. It is not a panacea. People that have buried utility lines suffer disruptions.
Louisville Metro Councilman Tom Owen represents the so-called urban forest area, which includes the Highlands. He favors a multi-year pilot program for burying lines. That way, the power company could work out the kinks and avoid needlessly burying lines in places where overhead transmission isn't hazardous.
Buried lines are an excellent idea. How to get from an excellent idea to a reality, at best, would take decades, not years. And require a significant consensus building.
Duke Energy is starting such a program in North Carolina, and Councilman Owen says now is the time to build consensus to do the same here. People who lost power to falling limbs are speaking out, and last week, Mayor Jerry Abramson asked LG&E to present the public with options for improving the infrastructure. Owen says that's a good step.
I am not optimistic that in the short term, that any significant burying will occur. But the good news is that we're going to have the discussion and we're going to focus on the cost.
To bury the lines, LG&E would have to dig up sidewalks, streets, and yards, and convince phone and internet providers to bury their lines as well. It averages out to $1 million per mile, most of which would likely be paid for through rate increases.
When you're building something new, or when you're replacing old components, then it makes much more sense to look at undergrounding.
Peter Fox Penner is an energy consultant for the Brattle Group, based in Washington, D.C. He says 9 out of 10 new subdivisions in the U.S. have underground lines, and the rest will get them as the current infrastructure becomes obsolete and is replaced with new technology, which will have to happen if renewable energy and green energy become standard.
I think it should be done when the power grid starts to be modernized as part of that.
Fox Penner says a full modernization would cost upwards of $800 billion. President Obama has talked about modernizing the power grid, leaving open the possibility that some of that money might be available from the federal government. But in the meantime, there are other costs. Metro government and LG&E have spent millions in the last 5 months repairing damage caused by storms. And businesses and residents have also paid, spending days in the dark while power lines are pulled out of trees. For WFPL, I'm Gabe Bullard.